time to take a look at the candidates for Seattle City Council, and we've been taking that time for all the districts. Today, we're going to look at District 2. It includes Rainier Valley and the International District, and it pits incumbent City Council member Bruce Harrell against food policy consultant Tammy Morales. Morales told David Hyde who she most admires on the current council.
I really admire Councilmember O'Brien. I think he is standing for workers. He's been down in the district a lot. I see him more in District 2, frankly, than I see Councilmember Harrell. He's very connected to the young people who are trying, particularly people of color, who are trying to engage in the political process and really trying to influence the inequities in the systems. So I appreciate him being very active in our community. And I also admire Councilmember Sawant. You know, I know a lot of people disagree with her style. I find her to be one of the most principled people I've met. And I think she's coming from a place of wanting to serve our most vulnerable. And I definitely connect to that. My work has been about serving community and doing community development type work. And I think it's important that we change the rules so that we are addressing these inequities in our systems.
Bruce Harrell, same question. Who do you most admire on the current Seattle City Council and why? And I guess you probably shouldn't say yourself.
Well, you know, I don't walk around in admiration of my colleagues, so I wouldn't pick one out over the others. I think we have some great members on the council. I think my opponent's answer sort of shows how out of touch she is by that answer. I really love Michael Bryan. I've enjoyed working with him, but I don't think if you go to District 2, a district that's 70% people of color, that is 21% African American, 36% Asian American, that if you walk into a lot of the places where I spend my whole life, that they would say Michael Bryan is the one that's in touch with that community. I just don't think that happens. I did win 106 out of 107 precincts during the primary, and I've been in that district my entire life, not as just a city council member, but as a coach, as a mentor, as an attorney representing organizations. So I'm very much in tune with the community. And District 2, it has phenomenal opportunity. If you look at what we're putting in the budget right now, and yes, Councilmember O'Brien, Councilmember Sawant, a lot of council members will join me in making sure we get the investments in District 2.
You know, I think part of the intent behind the question was, again, for voters to try to get a sense of the differences between the two of you. And I know that you work with these folks, and so you probably don't want to name anybody specifically, but Tammy Morales did name two, and a lot of people would characterize those two choices, Gashama Sawant and Mike O'Brien, as kind of the left wing of the Seattle City Council. Is that the difference between the two of you, Bruce Harrell?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's always incumbent upon, I guess, the challenger to contrast the differences. The fact of the matter is, you know, I'm the labor candidate, 27 labor organizations, the SEIUs, all of them, the UFCW21, the Martin Luther King Labor Council, they're all behind my candidacy. Those two people, O'Brien and Sawant, enjoy labor support as well.
Well, let me ask you, Tammy Morales, is that why you mentioned those two city council members, to underscore the fact that you'd like to move the city a little bit further to the left, a little bit faster than your opponent?
Sure. I think, you know, as I've been saying, the we're in the mess we're in right now in terms of inequality, in terms of, you know, the land use and the growth management challenges that we're having because of the council's poor planning over the last couple of decades. And I really think that those systems are in place because they are set up to serve developers and landlords and telecommunications and, you know, those larger organizations, corporations, people who have influence and who have closer connections. And we need to change that system. And I do think that a lot of that has to do with making sure that we are acknowledging that the policies we have in place don't serve our communities first. They serve other interests first. And we need to shift that balance of power.
Bruce Harrell?
You see, what Tammy does, she does, I think, a great job in just describing the problem. And, you know, I've been in District 2 my entire life. I could describe all of the challenges we've had, but I, again, see opportunity. You take public safety. Our crime rates are down 25%. Okay, we have some very good officers. We're going to give them more officers, and they're going to come from the neighborhoods and the communities. And I always say we want to hire officers who love our community. And I'm telling them, build community trust with these kids when they are young, interface with them. And I'm putting something into the budget now, what I'm calling public safety through youth sports. I want officers to be down there playing catch, mentoring these young kids. So, again, we have some great opportunities, but the answers are in the investments and the processes that we are putting in place.
I want to ask about gun violence and public safety in general in District 2. Bruce Harrell, what's the difference between you and your opponent for voters who are sitting at home, scratching their heads, trying to figure out who to vote for? What's the difference between the two of you when it comes to public safety?
Well, first of all, there's a fundamental difference. I actually have experience in public safety and she doesn't. But from a policy standpoint, you know, as an attorney, I've looked at the laws and we have a law now which gives the state, its state preempts cities from being able to actually enact very good, safe gun laws. And so myself and others are working on making sure we could somehow overcome that. I've come up with a proposal as an example that the police should be able to take a gun away from a person that's inebriated, just like they can't drive a car, they shouldn't be able to possess a gun. We don't have that right now as an example. So the kind of freedom that we want to be able to impose, I think we have to get out from state preemption. So the long-term strategy, getting out from the preemption state law, but the short-term strategy is making sure we take as many guns out of the wrong hands as possible.
Tammy Morales, gun violence, public safety in District 2.
Sure.
What are the differences between you and Bruce Harrell?
Well, my opponent is right. I don't have any experience leaving the community in the dark about what's going on with public safety. We've had numerous shootings in the last year. He is the chair of the Public Safety Committee, the chair of the Civil Rights Committee, and he has not had a single hearing addressing this question. And this is one of the things I hear on the doors over and over again. What is happening? Why are we not? What are we doing to address public safety? What are we doing to address the gun violence? And I have to say, I don't know the answer to that because we haven't had any hearings about it. So, you know, my opponent's been there for 8 years. He's been on this committee for the whole time. And the fact that we don't have a solution, I think that we have a lot of work to do to support our communities better, to help our families stabilize. You know, some of it is certainly drug-related, you know, hard crime. A lot of it is also just the fact that we have so many young people who don't feel like they have options. They don't have opportunity. And so we need to create more stable families. We need to support families in engaging in the education system. And we need to make sure that we have more community-oriented policing happening so that police get out of their cars, you know, stop cruising around the neighborhood and actually start to engage with the community.
Tammy Morales and Bruce Harrell, candidates for a District 2 seat on the Seattle City Council. They spoke to David Hyde. This was an excerpt from their debate. You'd like to hear more on their take on the issues, including the Move Seattle transportation levy, and hear what they say about tent encampments for the homeless. You'll find the full debate online at kuow.org.